Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
7:14, beautiful spring morning. Highs of 74 today, 78 tomorrow, 80 on Saturday, 82 on Sunday. Dry, though, which is great for French Quarter Fest and Strawberry Fest and Ponchatoula and whatever else you got planned. Right now it's 61 degrees, and we're joined by Joe Valiente, Director of Emergency Management for Jefferson Parish. How you doing, Joe?
Good morning. Doing well, Tommy.
A little busy yesterday or not?
We were very busy. It was very intense, actually. We did not anticipate that level of rain. We were looking more toward tornadic activity and, just high winds.
Did somebody give you a copy of the questions I was going to ask you? Not that I really have a list of questions, but that was the first thing I was going to ask, is that how did the weather match what you were prepared for and expecting? And I guess you already told me, huh?
Nobody did give me a list of your questions.
I don't have a list. That's why, Joe. I don't have a list. I was just kidding. I just kind of wing it. You know that.
We're even on that. So here's the deal. We did not expect it. Our reports that we were getting, we were looking at from anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of rain, and that the real threats were going to be high wind, up to 70 mile an hour winds, and also we were looking at tornadic activity. And of course, Slidell got hit with a very bad tornado. It wasn't catastrophic like the ones in St. Bernard and the one that hit us on December 14th, but still, nonetheless, it created a lot of damage. And so we just were not prepared for this rain. We were prepared for the rain. We were not expecting that level of rain.
Yeah, and that makes me ask, when you did everything you could either way, right? I mean, you had the canals pumped down, all the pumping stations were operating. Tell me, what was the situation there?
Everything. We had, first of all, we have over 80,000 catch basins, and a third of them are physically checked every year. And then on top of that, we answer every complaint that comes in. And so really about 40% of the catch basins get cleaned annually. So catch basins were not an issue. We were drawing water from the streets. They were going through the drainage system. They were being dumped into the canals. The problem was it was just the volume. I mean, our records show we did about 8.5 inches of rain in 6 hours. Tommy, that volume's too great.
Mm-hmm. Where is the heaviest spot, Joe? Was it pretty much equally distributed throughout the parish or not? I know Estelle got hammered, right?
You know what? We used a new program yesterday where every complaint that we got, that we received, street flooding, we're actually dropping that pin on a map. And if you look at the map, it is equally distributed throughout the East Bank. A little bit heavier in the Kenner area, but outside of that, equally distributed throughout the East Bank. And on the West Bank, it was really confined to the western portion of like West Wego and mm-hmm. Bridge City area.
So 8.5 inches, that would be the average. That would be the average throughout the parish over this. How many hours?
6 hours, and that would be the average from all our weather stations that we were collecting data on. So we have about 30 weather stations. About two thirds of those come from our SCADA system, which are located on our canals, and then the rest are emergency management weather stations that we have scattered throughout the West Bank and East Bank.
So to be clear, there's nothing else. Although the rain total surprised you in that you weren't anticipating it, it didn't change anything in terms of preparation because the canals were pumped down, and I guess everything was working like it was supposed to. I think President Sheng said that I think maybe two pumps were not working, not pumps, two. I don't know. Tell me what the situation was, Joe.
So we have a total of 194 pumps. Two were down for maintenance. But over the last 2 years, we've been upgrading our pumping capacity with larger pumps, better pipes, replacing older pipes, throughout the system. So we're actually pump about 110% when all of our pumps are operating, all 194. So with 192 pumps operating, we were still at 105% capacity, which, Tom, is a little scary because we came to within about 6 inches of the West Esplanade Canal overtopping. Mm.
Let me take a break, Joe. We'll pick it up here when we come back. I just want to talk about if you had anything that got flooded in Jefferson Parish, houses or businesses, trees falling, et cetera. And I also want to talk a little bit about this. Half an inch for the first hour, half an inch for every hour thereafter. We always say that, but I don't know exactly what that means because it depends on, like you're saying, in this case, the rain was pretty equally distributed throughout the parish. But if not, then does it matter where the rain falls? And if you're looking at that as an average, does that really matter if you're getting, say, 10 inches in Kenner, but yet very little rain in Metairie Ridge or whatever? We'll pick it up when we come back. 720 Traffic Now, WWL.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
725, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Next half hour, we'll talk with Colin Arnold, Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness for Orleans Parish. Now we're talking to Joe Valiente, Director of Emergency Management for Jefferson Parish. And Joe, you talk about the heavy rainfall that was pretty much evenly distributed on the east bank of the parish. And we talk about these totals of, you know, generally speaking, that the pumps can handle an inch of rain. Wait. What is it, an inch of rain for the first hour, right? Then a half an inch an hour after that? Or a pump an inch of water?
Correct.
But that's all averages, right? So take me through that. How do you, because if it rains 8 inches in Kenner and not so much in Metairie, then that doesn't really apply to Metairie, does it, or what?
No, it doesn't. But each area has their own concerns and are designed a little bit differently because of, you know, geography and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. So every pumping station doesn't pump exactly the same within a given area. I mean, they're all the same pumping station, but their capacities do change. And of course, every one of our stations has multiple pumps, some as many as 8, mm-hmm. Some as low as 2. It just depends on the population density that we're trying to drain from. But we can take that inch, maybe inch and a quarter for that first hour, because we lower the canals, so we're able to absorb that. And then from that point on, somewhere between a half inch every hour after that. But when the rain's continuous like that and you don't get a break, a couple of things happen, Tom. One is that the canals fill up past their discharge pipes that are coming from the streets. So once that discharge pipe gets covered, now it starts backing up into the street and you get ponding. And this is where we learned a lesson yesterday, and the parish president challenged us yesterday evening about 5-6 o'clock to come up with a better system. So what we lacked, we were getting a tremendous amount of information. Some was specific, but most of it lacked a tremendous amount of information. So we were getting things like 500 block flooding. Well, what does that mean? Is it just water in the street? Is it 6 inches? Is it up to the sidewalk? We were not getting detailed enough information. So what we started doing, literally during the event, we created a map, a Google map, and we started pinpointing all these locations where we were getting complaints. That's why I was able to tell you that it was evenly spread out throughout the East Bank. What we can't tell you, though, yet, because we didn't have the system in place, is we can't tell you the specific nature of that flooding. Was it blocking the street? Had it risen to the level where it was on the sidewalk or halfway up the driveway? And those pieces of information will be critical for us moving forward. So we've already started working on a standard operating procedure where we're going to develop spotter teams, Jefferson Parish employees, that will chase down each one of these complaints and to check it, to confirm it, and then to give us an accurate assessment of the level of flooding that's occurring.
I think it says a lot about the parish president. In the midst of all of this, she's thinking of ways to make it better and challenging you to find ways to keep the public more informed. That's what you're telling me, right?
Tommy, you're 100% correct. She is. Her mantra is next level initiative. How can we make it better? And she has all 46 directors are in lockstep with that philosophy because, you know, there's a tremendous amount of job satisfaction working for her because we get a lot accomplished. So, you know, she's just a good leader in that way.
Yep. I saw her outside in the rain yesterday, and I told somebody who was in the house with me that that's a policy wonk, and I meant it in a complimentary way, where she's hands-on and nuts and bolts and ways to not just, you know, glad-handing and everything else, but actually does the work of being a parish leader. What about houses and businesses flooded yesterday, Joe?
Yeah, good question. Good question. So I would say, and we haven't crunched the data, but just from eyeballing it for what I've seen on the master sheet, the majority of the complaints, water did not get into homes. We did have about 7 or 8 reports where water is creeping into the garage, water is creeping into my den, but it never reached a level where it rose above like an inch, let's say. Businesses, we didn't get any complaints from any businesses that we've been able to identify yet. But remember, some of that information that lacked the details, there is a possibility that as we check this out the remainder of the week, that we will sift out some businesses. But for the most part, Tommy, 90%, 95% of the complaints were streets that were impassable and canals getting ready to overtop. Mostly the West Esplanade Canal.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your time. Quick break. We'll talk to Colin Arnold on the Orleans Parish side of it. When we come back right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we'll go to Chris Miller.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.